Blog Talk Radio.
Philippians 4:11 says this, and I want us to really, really meditate on this and understand.
that this is God's word to us to let us understand that we have to be content. It says, not that I've ever needed it, for I've learned how to be content with wherever I have, with whatever I have. And another interpreter says, wherever I find myself, in every circumstances. Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content whatever circumstance I am in. That's the another interpretation. The King James Version says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, wherever to be, wherewith to be content. And so sometimes we can be so eager to move and to go to the next thing and the next level and the next place and the next project and the next whatever, that we've missed the opportunity to smell the roses, to see God, to let God show himself strong, to let God do something else. We can be so eager to get out of like 2020. So many people are so eager to get over this year, but this year is necessary. Just like every year of your life, you don't get to skip birthdays. You don't get to decide which ones you want and which ones you don't, because all of them are part of your growth and your process. All of them are part of you moving to the next level, growing and understanding, being challenged, but also overcoming. It's a place where you're being made, where you learn, and that learning process is an ongoing process because it expands you to the person that God intended you to be in the spirit and in the natural. It causes you to see things and understand what you could not before, and God gets glory out of you because he now is able to trust you because you are growing in the grace and the knowledge of who he is. You're learning how to abide in him, live in him, remain in him, walk steadfastly, unmovable, and abide in the place where you know it's God's perfect will, and that you're not allowing things that don't feel good in your life to make you move out of the posture of contentment and trust and obedience and dependency. God is in control. No matter where we find ourselves, no matter what's going on in our lives, no matter what's going on in society, what we see, God is in control. And as we rely on him and depend on him and even pray the prayers of faith, we're going to see him bring change. We are living in the time where we have to pray and we have to walk by faith. And our declarations that are established in him through his word, his life, and his truth are those things that we call and we believe and we know to be the truth because we're speaking out God's word. And that word is unfailing because it is God breathed. He has breathed himself into his word. He's breathed his life, his spirit, his character, his power, his authority into his word. And for those who are led by the spirit, who walk in the spirit, we are connected to God by the spirit. We make alive his word. Every time we speak it, we decree it by faith. Every time we declare it, every time we open up our mouth and we proclamate God and proclamate his will and pray and petition, we make known his divine life and truth and will in the dominion of the earth where we've been given management by God to now make the earth move and operate under his government. And we do that by the life that we live and being connected to him and being in spiritual alignment, using our spiritual authority. And so as we make alive the things of the spirit and make alive God's will in the spirit, we command the release of what we are making alive, what we're praying in the earth. So we're commanding change. We're commanding deliverance. We're commanding souls to be saved. We're commanding them to know Jesus Christ, so that someone would, that they will be drawn, and that there will be laborers that will bring in a water or plant that harvest, and so that God will be glorified. And we want God to be glorified. And he's all about souls. He's all about loving and being loved and showing his love and his kindness and compassion and walking in his principles and his truth, being the light. So as we do these things, no matter what's going on around us, God is going to be glorified and God is going to be lifted up and exalted. And God is going to cause us to prosper because he sent a word concerning us. And that word has to prosper in the thing that he sent it. So your life is going to move in the direction of God's divine will when we've aligned ourselves, when we've allowed his will to be done, when we've submitted ourselves to him, then we're going to see his grace and his mercy and his power and his life move in our life to bring us to the place of the expected end in every season that we go through, that he's already appointed, that he's already determined, that he's already made a way for. as we trust God, we're going to see that. And you have to understand that faith that you have in God will not fail you. God is not a liar, and he will not disappoint. But everything moves and works according to his divine plan. And as we abide in him and live in him and know that no matter where we find ourselves, to be content, to be at rest in the fact that God is in control and that he has the last say so, we make the boast of God greater and greater and greater. We make him the one who causes us to thrive and causes us to live and causes us to be who he is and what he said. In doing so, he is glorified. He's magnified. And you have to let him be glorified in your life, in that area, so that he can be exalted. And when we do that, he is the one that gets the glory and draws men. Our life is a worship unto him, and it is a testimony, an overcoming testimony of faith that someone else is going to be drawn to God, and someone else is going to be encouraged, and someone else is going to know him because of our walk of faith. And as we overcome, as we go through the process of our everyday life and we know and trust God, we make him alive in a greater dimension that someone else can say, you know what, because you're doing it, I can do it, because I've seen you go through trials, I've seen you go through tests, I've seen things hit your life, but you keep getting up with the hope of glory inside of you. Keep getting up, glorifying God. Keep getting up, not complaining, not trying to do it your way, but doing it God's way. And because of that, I've been encouraged, or I've seen this, and it's only God that can help you get up. And so I want to know your God. I want to know this place that you, this relationship that you have, and this position of peace and joy that you have, and contentment. Our life is a witness, and we have to be that witness regardless of what's going on in society, regardless of what's going on around us. We have to be that witness that says we trust God regardless of how things are moving or manifesting or how things are happening around us, because our hope is built on the love of God, the truth of God, the faithfulness of God, that our foundation is through the blood of Jesus Christ and the price that he paid. And with loving kindness, he keeps drawing us to him. He keeps letting us see the greatness of his hand and his faithfulness. And he's going to be that God throughout all eternity, because that's who he is. And so while we have our being, while it's day, we've got to live a life that shows that no matter where we find ourselves, no matter what's going on, that we are content. And if there's things going on around us that we're not content in, we're content in God. We're content in his word. We're content in his spirit. We're content in his kingdom. We're content in the fact that when we pray, he hears us, and that there's something on the other side. There's victory coming as we go through this, as we go through whatever this test is, whatever the situation is, and that if there's a place where lack has happened in our life because of the predicament of the economy, that we would trust that God will be faithful unto us, because we've sown in the kingdom. We've sown ourselves, our gifts, our talents, our faith, our love. We've sown our resources. We've sown money. We've sown into the kingdom of God, and we've done it not grudgingly, but we've done it with a cheerful heart, knowing that our faith in God will never fail. And so as we do these things, as we align ourselves, we're going to see the greatness of God. So that's what you have to understand. Your faith in God and his word and his truth will never fail you. So no matter what's going on, be content in the fact that God is for you and God is with you, and he's more than the whole world against you, that you are more than a conqueror, and that you can conquer anything that tries to conquer you, because the super conqueror, Jesus Christ, lives inside of you. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today as we walk by faith and not by sight, and favor life, the process of there. But as we go through our process, as we go through the things that we face to make us strong, face to grow us and encourage us, we will see the greatness of God. Be blessed, and know that you are walking in victory regardless of what it looks like.